What would be the bigger towns in New Mexico and Arizona?
Well, in New Mexico, I believe Albuquerque is bigger than Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. Santa Fe is the capital. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't tell you about the other towns in New Mexico, I don't know.
Okay.
And in Arizona, Phoenix is the big town.
Okay. And in Nevada, that place where everybody goes and gambles.
Reno.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the place where St. Louis is, the state where St. Louis is located?
Missouri.
Okay. And the place where, the big city in Illinois, where...
Fort Wayne? Wait a minute.
It's the biggest state in the mid, be the biggest city in the Midwest.
In Illinois?
Yes. It's right up there.
St. Louis.
It's right up there on the lakes, CHI.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, that's up at the upper end.
That's right, on the very end. It's not. It's almost not even in Illinois, is it? And the big city in Ohio. It's a long, funny sounding name.
Wait a minute.
C-I-N.
Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Now you're catching me on my geography. I can know my states, but I don't always know my cities.
It's not meant to be a test. We're just looking for pronunciations is what we're looking
right.
for.
Right.
The earliest part of the day would be called what?
Morning.
Okay. And if you got up and walked this way, you would be walking...
Towards you.
Okay. And the opposite of up is what?
Down.
And the opposite of down is?
Up.
Okay. Do you ever use those in relationship to traveling? Or do you ever say, I'm going to travel up to someplace? Or?
Yes, we do.
How do you use that? Is it in relationship to elevation or north and south?
It's mostly north to south.
Okay.
We go up to Denver.
Okay.
And Denver is lower than we are. So
it doesn't make much sense that way, does it? But it makes sense.
But we travel north.
Yeah.
We go south to Farmington.
So you go down.
We go down to Farmington. We go over to Bayfield. We go out to Ignacio.
Okay.
Why we go out, I don't know.
That's
we go up to Silverton because we are going up.
Mm-hmm. So you do use it sometimes with elevation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you... If you were going to travel just a short ways, what would you say? We've got to go would you say a short distance? Or
just a short distance.
Would you say a short piece?
No, I'd say a short distance.
Okay, and how about a long one? How about if you had to travel a long ways?
Oh, I don't know what I'd say. We have to make a trip to wherever we're going.
Okay. Would you ever say, we've got to go a long ways today? We've got to travel a long ways.
Might,
okay.
Depending on if we were going far.
If yesterday my car got stuck in the mud and I had to get out and I did
walk.
This. Well,
or push.
I did this to it.
I pushed it.
Yeah, and or if I got in the front, I would have...
Tried to back it up.
Well, I would have gotten a rope to the front and I would have done this.
Pulled?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't, huh?
No, I'd just sit there till somebody came and got me.
Well, to be honest, that's probably what I would do. But I was looking for those two words, pushed and pulled.
Push and pull.
Yeah. And if something is hard to find, it is like a mineral.
It's hard to find.
Okay. Do you ever use the word scarce?
Scarce. Not very often.
Okay. Okay.
I may use it around the kitchen here.
Okay.
My flour is getting scarce. I'll have to go get a sack of flour.
Okay. Oh, so use it like that then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're running out. You're running out
running
of flour.
Out.
Okay. And the train does come through here. There's
yes.
a train that comes
mm-hmm.
through. Where does it stop down here? Is there
stops down at the depot.
Okay. Okay. And has the train been here quite a while?
It's been here longer than we have.
Okay.
I don't know just exactly when it did.